Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today, well, what bigger game could you play your 100th Maccas League game? It's Sturt's Jack Stevens, and he will be reaching triple figures against Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval on Sunday. Jack, did you know it was going to lob on grand final day?
I have to say, a few weeks out, I did know that. Well, firstly, Zach, thanks for having me. But I did know that if we played four finals, I'd be in line for the 100th. So turned out that way.
Yeah, it did.
Timed it well.
otherwise, had you gone straight through, you might have been waiting all season to play it in round one next year.
Yeah, that's right. I would have been waiting for the summer, and it would have been that you're right. It would have been round one. Had we got knocked out on the weekend?
Triple figures. What will it mean to you?
I guess it's pretty insignificant going to a grand final. Very excited to play the 100th, but obviously more important things to worry about with the big game on Sunday. But it's been a bit of a grind. It's taken me a while. So really happy to get the milestone, but more happy to be in the grand final.
Yeah, I bet you are. Before we chat about the big one on Sunday at the Adelaide Oval from 2:40 PM, let's wind the clock back. What was your junior club, and how did footy all start for you?
Yeah, so I started my junior football with Paynham Falcons, mm-hmm. Paynham Northern Union. So played from sort of under 8s through to under 14s out there.
Yep.
Despite the fact that I wasn't living in that area or in that zone, I sort of always grew up in the Sturt zone, but had lots of mates that were playing out there, so that was the natural thing to do. And then, yeah, progressed to Sturt Juniors, played a bit of school footy in between.
Yeah, and so you arrived at Sturt in 2008 in the under-17s, and there was no contact from Nord, even though you were playing in their zone or anything like that?
No, there was never any contact from Nord at that stage. I think it was always just assumed that I'd make the move to Sturt eventually, and you're right, under-17s,
yeah.
Kicked it all off.
Yeah, pretty successful year in your first year at Unley.
Yeah, so a good memory, winning the under-17s flag. And that was the last year of under-17s before it transitioned to the under-18s comp. So, it was a nice moment. We had quite a good side back then, and have retained a few of those players from that under-17s flag.
Who were some of those guys, Jack?
So I think from that team we had Tommy Harms, John Greenslade, mm-hmm. Benny Hansen,
yep.
And then Fraser Evans. I'm not sure who played, but he was definitely in the mix.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool group of guys can stick together and come through the ranks together, and obviously you did so and ended up making your Maccas League debut in 2011 round two against Nord at the Adelaide Oval, but the result wasn't as nice as you would have liked it to be.
No. So Adelaide Oval, relatively big crowd, and we got absolutely pants that day, Zach. I think it was sort of 12 goals thereabouts. So have tried to forget that one, but it was nice to play the first game, I suppose.
Can you remember your first kick?
I can't remember my first kick. It was probably a shank, though. I was that nervous.
We'll get to the shank now then. I understand your first goal came the next week in round three when you played against Woodville West Torrens, and this time you enjoyed a nice win at the same venue.
Yeah, so managed to turn things around the following week. Again, at Adelaide Oval. And managed to play a better game and managed to kick my first goal, which was quite nice.
Walk us through the goal, because you haven't kicked many in your career, mate. Only just the 9 across your league career. So tell us all about it.
You're right. So it was looking good at that point, but hasn't been productive as far as goals since then. It was sort of 40 out, slight angle, I remember, and tumble punt, shank, and managed to weave its way through. And I do remember Jade Sheedy said to me immediately after, "That'll do." And then we went on to win the game, obviously, so it was a nice moment.
Ah, very good. It's fantastic when you remember that, and obviously playing with a champion such as Sheed's a wonderful bloke and wonderful teammate, I would imagine, as well. Yeah, to have that's a wonderful memory. Looking back through your career since you've played league footy, it's been quite checkered for you, but not through much fault of your own. It's more been so your body that's let you down in various incidents, and it wasn't until sort of last year when you played every game that you really sort of broke through. Because prior to that, you'd sort of played chunks of seasons here and there.
Yeah, look, checkered's probably a fair description. 2011, I was very much a fringe player, sort of played half a year in the ones and the rest in the reserves, and that was the same for 2012. And in both years, we were wooden spooners, so wasn't the best period for the football club. But then at the same time, a few younger guys got opportunities during that time. And then, yeah, 2014, sort of got cleaned up midway through that season and missed half a year. And then similar scenario with 2015 with a couple of injuries. So, you're right, last year was my first full season having a crack at it, and same again this year. So it's been pleasing to be able to strengthen football together.
Yeah, most definitely. And then culminated in a wonderful finish, obviously, with the premiership against Woodville West Torrens, and then the Jack Hody medal as well. Were you expecting that on the day?
No, I wasn't. Zach, I think I was expecting a Kirkwood to bob up or someone of his ilk, but it was a nice. A nice moment and a great honour to have received that award on the day, and obviously it was a great moment for the footy club and something I'm really proud of. We were able to get that done last year, and obviously we've got the opportunity again this year, which is fantastic.
I think all defenders were very proud of you on the day, regardless of which team they play for, because it's not often the backman gets some recognition.
Yeah, no, it was nice. I think a few pats on the back from the fellow backies, and it was a nice honour.
Yeah, excellent. How did the nickname Squiddy come about?
I have to blame my housemate Tom for that one. he donned the nickname for me long time ago, and it's just stuck. I think I was a really lanky, useless kind of bloke
legs.
Back as a teenager, so that was part of the reason, and unfortunately it stuck, so yeah, known as Squid around the traps.
When you're saying housemate Tom, is that Hurley or...?
Nah, Tom Brindley.
Okay.
Tom Brindley, schoolmate.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously played cricket for Kensington.
He did, he's a fantastic cricketer, and he's taken to football as well, so yeah.
Ah, good stuff. And off the field, what do you do for Crossjack?
Currently lawyer. I work for a firm called Minter Ellison in the city, in their property team. I've been here for 2.5 years, so very much enjoy it.
Yeah, so I would imagine, long hours and quite mentally stimulating for you, so you can sort of take your mind off footy here and there.
Yeah, it certainly keeps me busy, and it's a challenging role.
So Sunday, no doubt you'd just be itching to get into it. Obviously, it's been a long road for you guys to get there, given you sort of lost that first one to the Maggies, but you get another crack at them in the big one.
Yeah, you're right. Similar to last year, that we played those three finals, and obviously the Maggies got us in the qualifying. But since then, I think we've been in good form, managing to win those two subsequent finals. And obviously, it's going to be a a big challenge on Sunday because they're a fairly formidable outfit. I feel like the finals football that we've played so far will hold us in good stead, for sure.
Definitely, Jack. If you can bring that and bring what you brought last year, it's going to be a fascinating contest, that is for sure. But thank you very much for your time on Sandful Radio today. Once again, congratulations on reaching your 100th Maccas League game in the Sandful 2017 Grand Final against Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval from 2:40 p.m. on Sunday. We wish you all the best for it, Jack.
Thank you very much, Zach. Lovely to speak to you.